a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I should have asked you for some like calm pan flute style music because that's
just
is
go get my
wheelhouse.
Pan flute then.
Yeah,
hey,
that's
I'll
in your wheelhouse. That's in your wheelhouse because I needed it. Okay, I'm currently dealing with Optus, as millions of us are. Okay, and look, I know that it's not the person's fault on the other end. Mm. I get that. So I ensured that I am nothing but kind. But I tell you what, my patience the other day is so thin, so thin. I'm just gonna take you through it, all right? So with Optus, in my personal experience, because I got a text saying, hey, yeah, you've been compromised and look, it could be anything. Like, oh, but it's fine, it's fine. Paraphrasing, that's basically the gist of what we've got. Then I heard of other people getting emails saying, you're definitely compromised. And I'm like, so am I also definitely compromised? I don't know, because there's a lot of people that they still haven't reached out to.
Well, I don't know. I had Optus Internet in 2017.
Yeah.
Am I compromised? I haven't heard anything.
Well, it's up to you to figure that out, Tom. Mm. Anyway, the Optus app is so easy to use, apparently. But let me tell you, you go on their chat bot person thing, right?
Yeah.
You're like, let's do a live chat. How can I help you?
Yeah.
You can help me by figuring out this whole Optus thing. Okay, I'll just connect you to someone. Bear in mind, though, we are busy. I'm like, that's fine. I'm just going to get on with my day. I'll get a notification from the app when someone is actually there, right?
Sure, okay.
Then I get a notification. Oh, you got a new message. I'm like, great. But the thing is, because I haven't used the app in the last 5 minutes, it's then logged me out. So then I have to log back in again, and they have to send me a code to my mobile. Security, Tom?
Of course.
We take it very seriously here at Optus.
Yeah, good on you, guys.
Okay?
Good on you.
Yep. Here's your one-time code to log back in to the chat.
Sure.
All right. No worries. No worries. And then I log back in and I'm like, g'day.
Yeah.
Guy on the other side's like, how can I help you? I'm like, you know what? I'm just wondering if you could let me know what exactly has been stolen. You know what I mean? Because then I have to go and amend these things, such as driver's license. Did I bring my passport in? Was it my Medicare card?
Mm.
Okay. And then he replies. Takes him a while, another 5 minutes. So I'm like, oh, he's replied. Go back in. We've kicked you out for security reasons. I've had to log back in again. This continually keeps happening.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm just like...
Hang on, man. Hang on. Breathe.
This is a lesson that I need to learn. Because every time I went to log in, I was like, it's okay, Lauren. Just lean into the pain.
Yeah.
This is learning. Even though when you log in, it says, we're deeply sorry. I feel that. But also, I don't. I'm going to give you a verification code again.
Right.
And then I'm like, okay, so once again, he's like, oh, yeah, look, we don't really know what was stolen, but, you know, that's a thing. It'll all come out. Like a standard response. And I'm like, no, I get that. But if that's cool, if you could just please look on my account and tell me which documentation I provided for security. Was it a Medicare card? Was it a driver's license?
Yeah.
Seems yeah, like a so look, there's request. No update on which document is compromised. But once we get the update,
no.
Optus will notify you.
I just want to change everything you've got.
Thank you.
To cover myself.
Okay, so you get it.
Don't tell me what is and isn't compromised. Let's just assume it's all compromised. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
but
I'll
if
sort
I don't
it.
Have to change my passport, then I don't want to change my passport.
Yeah.
If it was just driver's license, that's what I want to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, then I'm like, okay, so can we do that? I asked so many times. In the meantime, there's also this security credit check thing that they're offering Optus customers. Some. And I said, can I get the Equifax, it's called, can I get that that protection as well? Oh, did you want Equifax?
Yeah, that's what I asked for.
Yeah, so you've replied, and now I said yes. And then it takes another 7 minutes. It's kicked me out again.
Then
I have to
verification code.
Another verification code. I have to go in.
Security,
yes,
very important.
The unique code. Just to confirm, you want the code on email or SMS? I'm like, email, please. I've sent you the email. Email never comes. Okay, I've logged back in. Hasn't come through, unfortunately. Can you just send me the code here? And then he sends through, oh, this is the email you're going to receive it on. Some no email, Optus, whatever. And I said, yeah, that's cool. Nothing has come through still. Could you please SMS the code or tell me in this chat? Should I send it to you on SMS? He says. By this stage, I'm like,
you're not talking to a real
punked?
Person. That's an automated. That's an automated thing. That's
no,
not...
it's an actual person.
Really?
Yes. Lauren, I will not be able to send it here. Why? We're talking right now. Just give me the code. Yes, please send via SMS. All right, SMS? I'm like ready to throw my phone out the window. Like Jimmy came over like, did you want a cup of tea? I'm like, don't be in my general area at the moment. I am...
Woosa.
Losing it today.
As well now.
And then he's like, you know, your account has been flagged as being impacted by the cyber attack. I'm like, no! He's like, I know this can be worrying. And I said, yes, this is worrying. This is. Anyway, that continued.
Yeah.
Finally, I got the code, but then I had to log back in again because it kicked me out to get the code, to get the SMS, to get the code sent to my phone, to log in to the app, and I'm done, Tom. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm over it.
Did they tell you what ID they have of yours that so you can go and replace it?
Finally, it was the driver's license.
Ah, they and actually then, told you.
And then Vic Roads crashed, so... I am... You know what? Come and get me all. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm over it, and I can't be arsed.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, premiering on 10 last night. You can check it out on Paramount Plus, streaming all the time. New show. It's called Undressed, and it's hosted by Catherine Eisman, who's an award-winning journalist, author and fashion decoder.
Yes.
Decoder. We haven't settled on what we're calling it yet.
I say decoder. You say decoder. That's a state. In the States.
It's also
it?
A fanning.
Dakota.
Sorry, Catherine.
Hi, guys. Hi. I'm actually the North Dakota.
Very good.
Well done, beautifully handled by you. Now, Loggy has seen the show. I've not had an opportunity to see it yet, but I've heard wonderful things.
Oh, yeah. Catherine, I watched it last night, and I got to say, it is actually a really great show. Can you tell us about what the show is about? Because Tom hasn't seen it. Mm.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you loved it. So it's basically something unlike a show we've ever seen before, where I have this really unique, bizarre ability where I can look at what someone's wearing and use it as an access point to really understand who they are. And so we invite this group of complete strangers who I've never met before and who have never met each other into this big circle. And it's like a social experiment where I ask them, would you like to have a reading? And they stand up in front of me, very vulnerable, and I metaphorically undress them and tell them exactly who I see, the best parts of them, past hurts or traumas or any, by looking at them through the language of their clothes. And then we articulate what shifts they want to make in their life, the changes they want to make, and then we sit on this transformational journey where we change them from the inside out, but then also dress them so that the outside matches the inside. So we use fashion as the catalyst for a new life.
That's amazing, Catherine, because it's very easy for all of us to look at someone and go, oh, he looks like a massive D or she looks like a massive B. Yeah. You can do that and then go, and here's why. Yeah.
It's the because.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. And look, the thing is, I'll be honest, some transformation shows that I've seen in the past, when they're like, okay, here's the big reveal, I'm like, that looks terrible on them. That does not fit. This was the first show, and I'm seriously, they walked out of the, you got this beautiful green velvet curtain. You're like, okay, now it's time for the big reveal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And then they come out in these clothes. You know, a lady last night, she was dressed a lot more masculine. She was wearing a lot of her work clothes every single day.
Mm.
And because her mum had said to her when she was a kid, you're an ugly duckling, never going to be a beautiful swan, she kept that with her. And then you revealed her to the world with this beautiful range of dresses. And it was just such a magical moment. You could see it on her face that you... putting her in these clothes had made a difference to her.
Yeah. Oh, I love hearing that. It is true. I mean, the thing is with it, that's why it's really not a makeover show. It's like, oh, you put someone in a new outfit. Well, then they take it off and they're just the same. This is about fundamentally shifting the way that they see themselves. And then so when they look in the mirror, and that's the difference about this show, and it is why it's so emotional. Like, it's impossible not to cry, but they're happy tears. They look in the mirror and finally, probably for the first time in their life, they see the person back at them. It's not like I turned them into someone else. I finally turned them into themselves.
Yes.
And it's long lasting. Like, I'm, you know, in contact with all of these amazing people, and you'll see them bit by bit, you know, on the show each episode. And it's, I mean, I don't want to give it anyway, but it is pretty remarkable how their lives have shifted since they did this. It's not just clothes.
Sounds amazing, Catherine. I have to admit to stalling as we get through this conversation, but I think it's time to rip off the Band-Aid because yeah. You've got photos of myself and of Loggy. We would like to know, what do you see in those photos?
Yeah.
Oh, I see a lot of trouble here. No, I'm just kidding. I don't see that at all.
It's me.
No, I
see. Oh, God.
All right, so Tom, you're wearing, he's in this photo, he's wearing, like, is that a navy blue blazer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, navy blue blazer, button-down shirt, kind of chinos, like kind of tan pants, and then, interestingly, some wild socks with slides.
Yeah.
So I love this. I love it. So, and a very, very haughty look in the eye, which is most interesting. But so what I see here is someone who is an interesting balance of traditional values and being actually like very family oriented, you know, old school in some ways, and yet kind of quite and proper and a gentleman. And then this like really silly goofball, like up for anything, like untraditional version as well, where like you like one second you're like the classy gentleman, the next you're like doing something absolutely idiotic and fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that makes you such an interesting, great person.
Oh, you hit the nail on the head there.
Did she? Yeah.
Yes,
excellent.
100%. 100%.
Thank you, Catherine. That's wonderful. I'll have to play that back to my wife.
Yeah.
See?
Every morning that's your alarm clock.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Okay, and what
just
do you see?
For her, you know?
Yes, that's right. And what do you see in Loggy's photo?
Oh, Loggy, aren't you wonderful, Loggy? Okay, so Loggy's wearing this kind of oversized zip-up jacket. Is that like in a shiny material,
it
like
is.
Black?
Yeah,
black. So very kind of sporty, white, oversized kind of sweater, black sweater tied around the waist, pale jeans with some rips in them and some black Adidas shoes.
Yeah. Mm.
And then a beanie. Let's forget about the beanie with a cane, with the Catherine. Thank you. That's so thoughtful of you. So Loggy, you are great. You're like, in your essence, you're like a tomboy, if you know what I'm saying. Like, you know, yes, you can be girly in some ways, but you also, the things that you love and the things that you do are really not like gender specific. Not that they ever should be, by the way, but you really grew up back in, you know, feeling like, oh, I love doing these things, and which were not what a lot of your friends were doing.
Yeah.
And you kind of paved your own path in that way, and then had to find like the people that were like similar to you, which is you had to seek them out and find them so that you found where you belonged. Yeah. And what a great place that is. And just again, a little bit also unconventional, doing things your own way, but at the same time you both have kind of classic values. Like at the end of the day, you're both very family oriented, but you're, you know, express yourselves through different kind of quirky ways. So I can see how you're a good fit.
Yeah.
Oh, bless. That's awesome.
I don't know how you do it, Catherine Eisman, but you've done it again. Brilliant. We love the show. It's called Undressed. It is on Paramount Plus right now. Check it out, everybody. Thanks for your time this morning and all the best for the season.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad you love it. And I'm so glad that your partner, Loggy, also loves it. It's
yes.
Not just for the girls, yeah. It's for the guys.
It is.
I'm going straight home to watch it. I'll tell you that much. Thanks, Catherine.
Bye.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates. Who aren't your roommates.
Damn it! Yes. You were giving me eye contact
eye
the
contact.
Whole way.
Damn it. That's been a long time since I've...
You're making
up
me uncomfortable.
Okay, start again. Don't bite your lip like that. That's so weird. Here's your fun facts for today. I can't go on.
That's all right.
In 1998, school teachers in Siberia, Russia, were all paid in vodka instead of money because authorities couldn't afford to pay their wages bill.
Oh, that's what you offered me a little while ago.
Oh, yeah. We can pay you in vodka. Australian teachers know that what that feels like.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it's not actually vodka in the bottles. It's
Mishka.
No, no, it's, I don't know what that means. Yeah. Here's one for you, mate. Fun fact for you. Yeah. Talking to yourself is good for your brain.
Oh, good.
Mm. So all signs point to good for you.
Well done, Lauren. You're okay.
In 2011, the Romanian government started requiring witches pay taxes on their earnings, so they turned around and cursed the government.
Yes.
Which makes sense. I think I already knew this one, but in Queensland, it's actually illegal to own a rabbit unless you can prove that you're a practicing magician.
Ah, what about normal pets?
You know, they're a fairly big problem there. And if they get out... That okay. just exacerbates the problem.
Yeah, they get, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm a magician. Look, watch where I hide it. You can't tell. Guess where I'm hiding the rabbit right now.
Stop.
Guess. Look, my hands are above my head.
Stop
it. Where's the rabbit?
No.
Surprise.
I don't like animal cruelty jokes. Yeah.
How's this one? In 16th century, Danish King Christian IV required captains of ships passing by Denmark to pay taxes. So they roll past. Hey, stop. It's going to cost you to get past here, mate.
Pay the Danish pass-by tax.
Yeah. They're allowed to declare their cargo at whatever value they chose, right? So I've got a cargo. I've got a shipment of chairs.
Yeah.
I'm going to say they're worth $2 each, so I don't have to pay much tax on it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that meant the king also reserved the right to buy the cargo at that price. So if you tried to be like, I'm not going to pay you much tax because it's only worth $2 a chair.
That's
and
great.
Be like, well, I'll take the lot at $2 a chair. And
you're like, damn it.
Damn it.
That's awesome. Keep the people honest.
Yeah. On average, tall people are smarter than short people.
Okay.
Seems like something a tall person would write.
Exactly.
And finally, let's wrap it up with this one. In 1871, lawyer Clement Vallandigham was defending a client accused of murder.
Oh, okay.
Serious business.
Yeah.
In demonstrating how the victim might have accidentally shot himself rather than being murdered, he accidentally shot himself. He died.
No.
But his client got off because they went, oh, very convincing. Obviously it is. Obviously it is possible.
No.
You're free to go.
I'm shocked.
That's Fun Fact Friday for this week. Fun Fact.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.